600 young Chinese students ranging in age from 6 to 15 have been given access to the famed Karolinska Institute, one of the world's most prestigious medical universities. Founded in 1810, the Karolinska Institute is today most associated with the Nobel Prize. The 50 faculty members at the institute are responsible for deciding who wins the annual award for physiology or medicine. Professor Anna Weider is one of the esteemed members of the Karolinska faculty and helped lead the Chinese students on their tour of the institute.
I think it's wonderful to have this, and they seem very interested, and they had very many interesting questions, so I'm very happy to have them here.
As part of their tour, the Chinese students were given an explanation of the history behind the Nobel Prizes. They were also treated to a lecture by Edward Musa. Musa won the 2014 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine for his work on understanding how the human brain processes information from the environment around us. Raised in a community of less than 50,000 people on the west coast of Norway, Musa says the desire to learn and expand one's mind should not be influenced by where you live.
And I think I will just conclude with a message that you don't need to live in Boston, New York, or San Francisco to make some breakthroughs. You can live anywhere in the world. You can start with anything. What matters is that you have a passion for what you're doing. Do what you're good at. It can be science, it can be something else.
Many of the young Chinese students who sat through Moses' lecture seem to have taken his message to heart.
I thought a lot after listening to the Nobel laureate lecture. I felt they won the prize through their hard work. They set up a good example for us.
Dou Chunxiang, education counselor with the Chinese embassy in Stockholm, says the entire trip is an eye-opening experience for the 600 young Chinese minds.
That 600 excellent students from Beijing came to visit Sweden marked the great prospect for bilateral collaboration and exchange in ground-level education. Children are the future, so it is very meaningful to have young people here to learn and experience.
Beyond their educational tours, the young students from Beijing are also helping spread Chinese culture as part of their time in Stockholm. Around 1,000 people turned out to the Stockholm Concert Hall this past week to watch the Chinese students put on a variety of music and dance performances. For CI, Chen Xifei, Stockholm.